Okay, we are in Nesiva Shalom, Kuf Ayin Gimel. Did we start the new page? That's where we're starting.
That's where we're starting.
Okay, Namar Shmini. The title of this chapter is HaTorah Or Olam, that the Torah is the light of the world. Says in Nesiva Shalom, Reishis Dvar Hashem V'Ascholas Abriya, the first words of Hashem at the beginning of creation was Vayomer Elokim Yihi Oir Vayihi Oir, that Elokim said there should be light, and there was light. Ha'oir HaKodesh Hazeh Shenivra Biyomer Rishon, this holy light that was created on the first day, Einoi Oir Gashmi, is not a physical light. I guess as spiritual as light is, it's still physical. So that the light that Hashem created on the first day, is not a physical light. Rather, it is the light of godliness, as I'll explain.
Because the luminaries hadn't been created yet.
Right. Yeah. V'hu reishis habriya. This was the beginning of creation. V'gam achris habriya v'soif hatikun. And this will also be the end of creation, when the tikun, meaning when the rectification of the world, is complete. As it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, when Yeshaya talks about the end of days, about the days of Mashiach, it says, the sun will no longer be the source of light during the day, rather Hashem will be the light of the world. Got it? So you see once again that at the end of time, things will be brought back to the as they were at the beginning of time. Because really there is no existence to the world, only through this tremendous light. This light is totally spiritual. And as it says about the light of the first 6 days of creation, that it would have been possible for man to see with this light from one end of the world to the other. Why? Because all physical matters, horim, voice, mountains, and hills, cannot block a spiritual light. They can't obstruct a spiritual light. They cannot hide or conceal anything that is visible through Hashem's light. What Chazal tell us, that the world, Hashem saw that the world was not worthy of this light. And Hashem hid this light for the sake of the tzaddikim in the time to come, which is the reference to the end of days. The tachtav yered la'olam or gashmi. Instead of this light, we are left with the physical light, shu'or Hashemesh, which is the light of the sun. Ba'amna, nevertheless, says in the Sivit Shalom, even though this lofty spiritual light has been concealed, nevertheless, it has not totally been taken away. And it is alive and existent within creation. Because as we just said, There cannot be existence to the world without this light. In this period, until the time of Mashiach, this light exists similarly to a neshama that is hidden in the body, but no one can see it. So also this godly light, who nishma sabriya kula, is the soul of creation. But because the world is not worthy, this light is hidden, and it is not seen, it's not visible. But it is revealed rak al yedei Torah Hakdasha, only through the Torah. Shemahusa Oir, which the essence of the Torah is light. Kamamar Akosov, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Torah Oir, Torah is light. V'zoichim loy ha'amedem v'Torah. And those who toil in Torah can merit to actually access this light. K'di Isa v'medish Tanchuma, as it says in Medish Tanchuma, the Oir sheshimesh v'yoyim rishon, that the light that existed on the first day of creation, which is this godly light, nignaz la amelim batoyre yoimam v'layla, says the Medrash Tanchuma, that this has been hidden for those who toil in Torah day and night. Mahainu, meaning, sha'idei sha'adam amal v'toyre agdosh, through a person toiling in Torah, he merits to see the godly light that illuminates the entire creation. Meaning that this person has the ability to see that from one end of the world to the other, he's able to see that there nothing exists besides the Rabbi Nishalayim. Meaning, what he's saying is that we know, we might not be able to see this, but we know and we believe that the Rabbi Nishalayim exists within creation. As we learned yesterday in the Sfas Emes, right? The Asara Mamorais, the 10 utterances, which is the sustenance that Hashem gives creation, is hidden, is concealed throughout creation. Ask anybody if they look at their table, if they see the Rabbi Nishalayim. Most people will tell you no. But someone who learns Torah, somebody who lives a life of Torah, such a person realizes through the light of Torah, which comes out to those who learn Torah, those who observe Torah, those people are able to see the godly light, which is the soul of creation. And they're able to realize that from one end of the world to the other, there is that the Rabbi Nishlam fills the world. That there is nothing in the world that exists besides the Rabbi Nishlam. That is the light of godliness throughout the world. And the more Torah a person learns, the more connected a person to Torah, the more connected a person is to Torah, the more a person is able to see this. Balzamru Chazal, and this Chazal say, "Im loy brisi yaimam v'layla." If not, it says in the pasuk, Chazal bring the pasuk, "Im loy brisi yaimam v'layla." That if not for my covenant, day and night, chukai shemayim v'aretz leisamti. Hashem says, I would never have created heaven and earth. Say Chazal on this pasuk, Tanai hisna kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh bereishis, that Hashem made a condition with all of creation. Im mekablam Yisrael es haTorah, if Bnei Yisrael will accept the Torah mutav, then that's fine. V'im lav, but if they decide not to accept the Torah, achzer es ha'olam l'tohu, I will return the world to emptiness. Meaning, ki kiyum habriya, because the existence of creation, Tolui b'ha'oras oira l'kusa yizbarach ha'meira yidei ha'toyra g'dosha, is dependent upon the godly light, right, that is only realized through the Torah HaKadosh. Uvili oira yizbarach, without the light, without this godly light, kol abriya hi b'b'chenes suma, the entire creation is seen, well, is not seen, just like it would be for a blind person. Meaning, even though the blind person is whole with all of his limbs, since he can't see light, Chazal consider him as if he would be dead. So, what he's saying is that the Rebbe Shlom didn't necessarily say to creation, listen, if Bnei Yisrael don't accept the Torah, I'm going to turn you back to emptiness. What the Rebbe Shlom said to creation is a fact. If Bnei Yisrael don't accept the Torah, if they're not going to look at creation with Torah eyes, then the world is going to be emptiness. That's all that's... There's not going to be any meaning to the world.
It's like we said last week.
What?
You just forfeit the purpose of the prayer.
Right. That's what the world's going to be. One big place of emptiness. This is what the Tana Reb Meir said. Reb Meir says in Perkei Avos that he who learns Torah Lishma will merit many things. And besides that, the entire world, it was worth it for the entire world to be created for him. I know, meaning, the davka yidei Torah l'shma, it is only through learning Torah l'shma, learning Torah for the right reason, zoichem l'zeh, only through learning Torah l'shma can one merit this, v'loi b'kiyum shar mitzvahs l'shma, but not by the observance of other mitzvahs, even if those mitzvahs are done l'shma. Why? Ki alloi mit Torah l'shma, because somebody learns Torah l'shma. What does l'shma mean? Perish the shame matoras haTorah haKadoshah, meaning for the sake of the purpose of Torah.
What does this mean?
What does that mean? Shehi lahoyer laoretz v'ladorim aleha ma'oyer lekusa yizbarach hagonos b'Torah, which is to illuminate the world and those who live upon it from with the light, with the godly light that is concealed in Torah. So that's Torah the Shema. The Shema means for the sake of Torah. Torah is, the sake of learning Torah is to illuminate the world with the godly light, meaning to be able to see the world with a godly look. That is Torah the Shema. Learning Torah is so in order that I should be able to see the Rabbeinu Shleilam in creation. Zes Chorei B'midah K'neged Midah, so such a person who learns Torah for that purpose, to be able to see the Rabbeinu Shleilam throughout the world, his reward is measure for measure. Humekayim es habriya kula. So through that, he gives existence to creation. That is why Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world that we should be able to see him throughout creation. Since this person is fulfilling the purpose of creation, so then obviously the whole world, it was worth it to create the whole world for this person. So obviously the entire world, it was worthy to create the entire world for the sake of this person. It is for this reason that Chazal say, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, that learning Torah is equal to the performance of all the mitzvahs. Uberambam, the Rambam says, Shkula Talmud Torah keneged kol mitzvahs, that the Torah is equal to all of the mitzvahs. And the reason for this is the fi shehi me'ira es kol abriya v'ayra the kusay zbarach, because it illuminates the entire creation with the light of godliness. Shezu tachlas abriya, which this is the purpose of creation. Balkain nikras Torah oyer. That is why the pasuk calls Torah light. Ki makrina oyer b'tech kol abriya, because it shines its light within the entire creation, uvetoch kol chaye ish Yehudi, and it shines a light into the life of the into the life of the Jew. Shlayev b'chinas suma chashuv kemeis, that the person shouldn't be walking around like a blind person who is considered dead. Hevdel atzimhu, and there is a tremendous difference between the Talmud Chacham that learns Torah for its purpose, meaning meaning that he can see the Rebbeinu Shleilam throughout creation, and he has a lofty perspective, a unique lofty perspective on all of creation. He lives in the world of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and he feels the Rebbeinu Shleilam with all of his essence, as something that is not separable from creation. And difference between that person and the Amaretz, that all he sees in creation is physicality. All he sees is himself. And he does not see or feel the godly light that his glory fills the world. V'yesh, continues the Nesiv HaShalom, V'yesh b'inyan reishis devar Hashem yihi oir. In this concept of the first words of Hashem, which is yihi oir, there shall be light, shemashma usai, so we've just understood that what that means is that in kiyum lebriya b'li oir, that there is no existence to creation without this light. As we said, this light is the neshama of creation. As we just said, that when Hashem says Yor, the understanding is that there cannot be existence to creation without this godly light. It is the soul of creation. That this holy light is hidden in the Torah, which is called Or because it allows us to access this light. In these words, he or that Hashem said, there are concepts that are tremendous concepts that are well beyond our grasp. As he'll show us, Dehine Isame Arizal, as it is brought from the Arizal b'Sefer HaKodesh Eitz Chaim. In the Holy Sefer Eitz Chaim, v'zeh l'shayna. These are his words. Hine yesh matzil v'netzal. There is the Creator and the creation. V'chul. Uchedugmas sha'omru chachmai ha'teva. Similar to what the professors of nature,
scientists.
Thank you. The scientists say that between, you know, the world, within the world, there are four categories. There is daimim, tzemeach, chayim, adabra. There are still objects. Then there are sprouting objects, which are, the still objects are called daimim. Still, the table is a daimim. Tzemeach, there are sprouting objects, all vegetation. Chai, then there are living creatures. And then Medaber, there's the human being. everything in the world falls under one of those four categories. Now, the scientists say, as the Eitz Chaim brings, that between each of these categories, there is a medium, meaning there is something that carries both aspects. I'm not sure I remember which is the medium between each and every one of them. I do remember that he brings that the medium between Chai and Medaber, between the creatures and the human, is the monkey. There's a medium between the still object and the sprouting object, between Tzemeach and Chai, between Chai and Medaber. Between Chai and Medaber. So also, says the Eitz Chaim, Yesh Bekan, there is also a middle type of thing. Bein HaBoyri is Baruch Bein HaNivra, between the Creator and the creation. B'chulu. What is that? She has nitzutz katan ma'oid. There's a very small spark. Shu b'chines ha'dekus, which is a concept of godliness. Nimshech m'madrego ha'achroine sheveboyre, that is drawn from the last level. I'm translating word for word, because, as he said, these are very lofty concepts. This is drawn in Madrego Achreinu Shevebeira from the last level of the Creator. Again, there's a tiny spark that is a concept of godliness that is drawn from the last level of the Creator. V'zehu b'chinas hanitzutz, and this is the concept of the spark. Mislavish b'koyach. Mislavish b'koyach elikus nivra, that is enclosed within the creation. Shehi neshama daka b'ma'oid ma'oid. This is a very fine neshama, very, very, very fine neshama. Hanekras yechida, which is called yechida. Ubir adama. And the explanation of this is continuing the Eitz Chaim, still speaking. Because it is necessary, that there has to be a middle level between the Creator and the creation. Because there's a tremendous distance between them. How can one illuminate to the other two extremes if there wouldn't be a conduit between them, shemachabrom, that is connecting them? It has to be something that is close to the Creator, at the same time close to the creation. So this concept is called keser. It is not hinted to in the name of Hashem at all, only on the tip of the yud. I'm just reading. Nevertheless, it is the middle. What's the word for it? It is the conduit. Nimtza ki efshe lekoyroi ein soif umatzil. And what comes out is that you could call it Ein Sof, which is the boundless, the limit, what's the word?
Endless.
That's a better word. No, how do we always touch Ein Sof? How do we always translate Ein Sof?
Infinite life.
The infinite. Thank you. Kevshel Kari Ein Sof. You could call it the infinite. Umatzel, you could call it the creator. Kamesh Hudas Ketas Mekubalim, as some of the Mekubalim call it. Shah Ein Sof Ukeser, that the infinite is Keser. Efshel Kari B'Shem Netzel, you could call it a creation. Keser, right, which is the highest level that we can grasp, what the Eitz Chaim is saying.
We can grasp this.
What? We could. It's the only. It's the highest thing we could talk about. So one can. Some refer to Keser as the Creator, as part of the Creator, part of the infinite light. But there are those that. But the truth is, Keser is a creation. Because obviously the Rabbeinu Shleilam is greater than Keser. And it is upon this that Chachamim have warned us, something that is beyond you, do not seek.
Alright, I'm at
it. Yeah, that's, so, Ayin Shah. Okay. So after all of this, he tells us that he just wants you to realize that this is all beyond your grasp, so don't even bother. Okay, so now back to Nesiv HaShalom. This was all the Eitz Chaim. It says in Nesiv HaShalom, if I wouldn't be afraid, Efshalaymar, it would be possible to say, Al Pi Dvorav HaKadoshim, according to his holy, wonderful words, that this infinite light that was created on the first day, the light of godliness, that itself is the conduit between the Creator and the creations. And now that this light has been hidden in the Torah, now the Torah has become the conduit between the Creator and creations. Yesh Leimar, and now we can say that Al Zeh Roim is Zayir HaKadosh. This is what the Zayir HaKadosh is referring to when he tells us Kutshuvirichu Oirais of Yisrael Kuluchad, that Hashem, the Torah, and Bnei Yisrael are all one. Tzadikim say ki haTorah kedoshi yivav achibur, that the Torah is the vav of connection. We know that the vav represents connection. Whenever you want to write, two things are connected to one another, you say zeh v'zeh, this and this. The vav connects two words. So vav represents connection. So the Hashem's name is yud kei vav kei, right? So the vav connects the first Hey of Hashem's name and the last Hey of Hashem's name. Ki haTorah kedoshi yivav achibur ben Hey Eloah haMatzil. Now the first Hey of Hashem's name represents the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Ben Hey haTorah, and the last Hey of Hashem's name represents the Netzal, represents the creation. So the Vav, which is the Torah, connects the two Heys, Shiyam HaChedes, because it connects, it unites Ben Kodesh Brichu v'Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shleilam and Klal Yisrael. V'zeh shenema b'Torah HaKadosha. And this is what the Torah HaKadosha says, ki al pi ha'dvarim ha'ela, is according to these words, karati itcha bris, I have made a covenant with you as Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. In Yom Bris, what is a covenant? A covenant is v'amakasha ben beis korsei ha'bris. It is that connects the two entities of the covenant. And what is the covenant? That's the Torah. So the Torah is called Bris. So the Torah is what connects the Rabbeinu Shlalem with ourselves. While Derech Zeh Biyarnu Gam Enyan Shabbos, and we've explained the same concept when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is also called a Bris. Sheyesh b'Shabbos Kodesh b'Chinezu Shal Memutza Bein Hamatzel V'Hanetzal. Shabbos is also serves as a conduit, as a connector between the Creator and the creations, Bnei Yisrael. And this is hinted to in the pasuk, "V'shamru bnei Yisrael l'Shabbos, bnei Yisrael observe Shabbos." V'gamrei bris olam. It is a covenant forever. Bein yivein bnei Yisrael, between me, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, and bnei Yisrael. Oisi the olam. It is a sign forever. The Hainu Shas Shabbos yabris. V'ha'ois Shabbos is the covenant and the sign of a kashrim and kuchibrich v'Yisrael that connect the Rebbeinu Shlom and Klal Yisrael. Stop here and get ready for that one.